Now, news came through to us on Friday's meeting of the Kenmare Municipal District that something that South Kerry's been waiting for a long time, confirmation that the South Kerry Greenway, the first part of the South Kerry Greenway, is expected to be open before Christmas. The meeting, the project will be developed and will be open. The Director of Services for Roads and Transport at Kerry County Council, Frank Hartnett, told the meeting it's planned to have sections open on a phased basis, and he said his section between Kells Post Office and Kells Station is well advanced and likely to be open first. With me in the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor for the area, and that is Tommy Cahill. Councillor Cahill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners. And I just want to say a happy 70th birthday to Pat Spillane, one of the great footballers and pundits in GAA.
Maybe he'll take some time to celebrate by going on the Greenway. What exactly were you told on Friday, and how long is this section going to be, and any other timelines on when the whole of it will be opened?
Yeah, so look, I submitted a motion at our most recent Kenmare Municipal District meeting, Gerry, just asking for a progress report update on the South Kerry Greenway. And I suppose, you know, when I was asked, when I was speaking on the issue, I suppose I said to Frank Hartnett, I said, look, Frank, you've heard of a thing called an ETA on navigational maps like Google Maps and Waze, which is an estimated time of arrival. And I put it to him, I said, do you have an ETO, an estimated time of opening for, you know, this, any section? And I suppose Frank Hartnett delivered the great news that the intention is to open the section between Kells Post Office and Kells Station this side of Christmas. So look, that was, I suppose, met with the delight of all members in the Kenmare Municipal District, and look, it's a huge morale boost for the region. Look, we met with Carseline Chamber of Alliance last Monday, and we were discussing a variety of projects. I suppose the Carseline RRDF, you know, the primary care centre, the Greenway, and I suppose, you know, they were just asking for updates on these because they feel a lot of these projects are just taking far too long, and you know, I would have to concur with them. I suppose myself and my father were disappointed earlier in the year when the council said that no section would be open, you know, this side of Christmas. So I just want to put on record my, I suppose, thanks to Sean O'Sullivan, you know, Paul Curry, and their teams for progressing this, I suppose, at a, you know, at a rapid pace over the last couple of months. You know, look, Gerry, we've said time and time again that the timeline of delivery of projects is far too long. But, you know, when they are delivered, you know, they're critical to areas like South Kerry, a region, you know, that has been hit by huge rural depopulation. But a project like this is a generational project, and it will be, well, we might not be here forever, Gerry, but this project will be here for years and years to come. And what it will bring to the area is immeasurable, really. You know, there's businesses in the South Kerry region that are only hanging on by a shoestring. We've seen some of these thriving businesses close in recent times. And, you know, I suppose a boost like this, you know, it will generate the extra tourists and the extra local economy that businesses need locally. So I suppose in terms of other sections of that Greenway, look, works are well advanced on the 5 kilometre section of the Greenway between Glimby and the N70 Road Overbridge at Coolnaharigal Upper. You know, a contractor is appointed to construct the boardwalk section east of Mountain Stage to span an area of sensitive grassland, and these works are commencing shortly. I suppose in terms of the section between Gurton Cree and Kells Post Office, construction works on that section are progressing well. A contract to carry out the Greenway surfacing works along the above two sections has been rewarded. Pavement works are progressing well. I suppose I did, you know, take a look locally there at the section that starts in Glimby, and the pavement work, you know, and I suppose the works done alongside that have been, you know, they're top class work, Gerry, and I must commend the workers on that. I suppose tenders have been invited for the construction of an underpass and associate ramps at Gartna Cree, and it's hoped that these works will take place in either quarter one or quarter two in 2026. So tender documents then are being finalised for the most challenging section between Mountain Stage and Kells Post Office, and these documents will be published in quarter one 2026, subject obviously to the necessary approvals.
What sort of a timeline does that put on the overall project being open from start to finish? And I know that's not an easy question to answer.
It is not an easy question to answer, Jerry. And look, as you well know, this has been a very complex and challenging project. And look, you have over 180 landowners on the South Kerry Greenway. And my father from day one, I suppose, you know, he was the only public representative to back it from day one. And I suppose that's important to state, because he did get a lot of grief and continues to get a lot of grief. But he always said, and he always maintained, to give the landowners whatever they want, whether that's in terms of compensation works, accommodation works. He was the first one to call for
privacy concerns and other issues.
Correct. Yeah, correct. And even the code of best practice, he called for that, where, you know, while I suppose, you know, the different stages of the process, say the opening day, the planning stage, the oral hearing, the judicial review, while that was ongoing, if landowners agreed to allowing the council to carry out the work, they would, you know, receive further compensation. I suppose you're asking for a deadline on the overall project. I suppose that is difficult to ascertain at the moment. Would you be looking at the end of 2026, 2027? That's a rough guideline. Land acquisition is still underway with negotiations with landowners. They are progressing well. There are challenges, you know, in that sense. Some of them, you know, that were totally opposed to it have come on side, which is very positive. We met with the IFA, and they were hoping to get a sustainability payment. We have called for landowners to receive a sustainability payment as well. We are pro, of course we're pro Greenway, but we're pro landowners as well, and we want them to receive what they deserve.
And look, Tommy, I know you're it's delicate. You're talking about people's land here. You're talking about the greater public good, trying to get people into an area that's suffering rural depopulation at the moment. So this won't solve all the problems, but it will solve some of them and try and get more enterprise, more people into the area to try and attract people to live in South Kerry. However, like, in the context of what's being talked about this weekend, lots of reports about the changes that are going to be made by the government. Minister of Public Expenditure Jack Chambers says the number of judicial reviews being taken are growing exponentially and are being weaponized by narrow interests. So they're promising all sorts of changes and all sorts of, you know, rules and regulations being, I wouldn't say done away with, but amended to make sure things happen faster. If you look at this South Kerry Greenway project and you extrapolate out that to the housing problem that we have, it was first conceived in 2011. The sod was turned in 2014. And here we are in 2025 and only the first section is being opened. These things, notwithstanding the complexity and the engineering and dealing with landowners, this surely is an example of how not to do something. How long it's taken to get this project up and running and even opened.
I take your point, Jerry. I have said this numerous times on radio with you. The timeline of delivery of projects is far too long. I suppose moves by Minister Chambers to take out some of the items that are delaying projects is a positive step. Not a day goes by when I have someone locally, you know, elderly people wondering, will I ever see the Greenway in my time? I agree with what you're saying. It does take far too long. I suppose in terms of the CPO and whether it's the right way or not, I believe if there was no CPO, we might never ever see a South Kerry Greenway. And I suppose that would have been a huge concern to an area that's so desperate desperately needs it. You know, so look, I take on board your point, Gerry. I do think the measures being implemented by Minister Jack Chambers, my party colleague, is positive. Look, you would have seen that the South Kerry Greenway was included in the Department of Transport's sectorial plan. It is one of their you know, key priorities in this term of government, along with, you know, many other projects in Kerry, the N22, Far and Forward to Killarney Bypass, you know, the Tralee Inner Relief Road, and other projects. So, look, they are prioritising the expedition of, you know, huge infrastructure projects across the country.
And ones that we desperately need, especially to get housing up and running when it comes to that. Okay, Tommy, we're going to leave it there. If you have a view for us on it, get in touch with us on the show on 066 713 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. That's Fianna Fáil councillor Tommy Cahill on that news that the first section of the South Kerry Greenway will be open. But what's your view in the wider context of how long it's taken to get to this point in terms of delivery of what this is, a piece of tourism infrastructure for the area? An area, the reason why this was put in place in the first place was to try and increase the amount of business, increase the activity, regenerate areas like Carrigsevine and Glenbay and down into Renard and Drummond and Port Magee and Ballinskellig and all those areas, to try and get more people living and working down there and benefiting from the tourism industry.